I tried to bang her, but I'd had a few too many whiskeys and had the old soggy baguette.
You ever heard a song that you think is really shit? A song that makes you wonder how did that become a hit? Sometimes you need to hear a discussion about that in regular podcast format. Well, there's a lot of bad songs that we're gonna attack. 1001 steamy piles of crap. I'm telling you the truth, you know that we don't lie. Here's 1001 songs that make you wanna die, oh.
And now, here's your hosts, Zav, Bevo, Dan, and Gypsy.
This is 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die, the podcast where we talk about songs so bad they make you want to run a submarine into the lost city of Atlantis.
I would love to do that.
Like 9/11 style, but Atlantis.
Yes. Oh,
like,
yes. Do you know where it is in this situation, or are you just
two submarines? Guessing? There were two submarines.
A second submarine as hit Atlantis.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine like Atlantis, George Bush teaching some kids to read, and then someone's like, "Sir."
Atlantis Bush.
Oh my God. He's got the book upside down.
Yeah.
He looks like a sea monkey.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, how good is it? We are doing Sicko Mode by Travis Scott.
Nathan's here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coupes. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot.
Give me the loot!
Was off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to hit my old town.
I don't know which bit. I don't know. That's part of the song, that's good enough. Yeah, normally you find a chorus or something, but no.
This is the definition of a song where something happens.
Only sometimes. Yeah, that's right. It's the fucking mental institution of music, this song. Now, we thought Dan Sutherland was dead.
Oh, God. Mm.
What's he up to now?
Turns out not. Incarcerated. Look. We all know he's a fucking idiot, right?
We do.
He decided to rob a gun store, but he was only armed with a baseball bat.
Yeah, why would you rob a gun store if you've already got one?
Yeah.
That's a great point. True.
Yeah, that is true.
Called upgrading.
Yeah, I don't know if he was stealing guns or just wanted the cash, but either way, took the wrong weapon.
The thing is, he robbed the baseball bat store with a just a little stick.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, it was like one of those bubble blowers.
If one of these pops in your eye, you're going to be feeling it for minutes.
This thing is shit. Give me all your money.
He's going for the Canon store next.
Yeah. I did ask ChatGPT to summarize this like I'm a 5-year-old because I really felt I needed it to understand what the fuck was happening. It says, Sicko Mode is a song where Travis Scott talks about different things happening in his life and how he feels about them. It has different parts that change, like a roller coaster ride, and he talks about his success and things he likes to do. Thanks, AI.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No idea. I feel like I understand it better now.
Yeah, they don't know either. Yeah, it's a roller coaster. there's lots of lyrics here. There's lots of different people that are choosing to be on it. A lot that aren't Travis Scott, but here we go.
Are there a lot of people in this podcast? Bevo is here.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Bevo. Yeah, sure. Bevo, Gav, Dog, they're all here.
The thing is, though, you gotta specify because our intro actually has three. Is it three of the four?
Yeah, no one's right. I'm waiting for someone just to be like, that's like, it's not. Yeah. Like, what happened to it? Well, who's Dan? Yeah. I think we should.
We went back to the old theme that has the original four too.
Yeah,
so.
But
Mad Dog's not even in this one.
We shouldn't have let Mad Dog and Gav have their names. Like they should have just been Dan and Zap.
the voice personality completely changes. Yeah.
They're just guests that we just keep having back.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, speaking of that, I got a notification on
Axel.
Tuesday.
Is Axel back in?
No, Tuesday. No, he's done, mate. It was our 4-year anniversary.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Was it? Yeah.
Last Tuesday, 4 years since our first episode came out.
Proper COVID spec.
How's that?
Wow.
Yeah, four
wow,
years.
Wow, wow.
Still going strong. Still going strong.
How many songs are we up to, do you know?
380, maybe? 380, 381.
Shit. So we're going
to have plenty of time to go.
We'll live one when we get to 500 2 years from now.
Yeah, 2 years from now. Yeah, that's right. Okay, Drake is up first, because when you have a Travis Scott song, you have Drake start it. It goes, Astro, yeah? That's not a question. It wasn't a question mark. It was...
I read that as Astro, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's an Astro Boy thing. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Someone's yelled at him. Hey, Drake, do you want one of these beers, the Astro? Yeah, Astro.
Astro Boy, he had rockets for legs and he was molested by a scientist. Is that what that whole show was about?
Yeah, wore a shirt.
Molested.
Yeah.
Was he a normal boy that they made with rocket legs, or is he a robot?
I think he was a robot. I don't think they just...
Can you molest a robot?
Wasn't he normal?
You got a red hot crack, mate.
That, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah, hey, Siri, spread them.
Anyway, verse one. Drake, still here. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know winter's here. My dog would probably do it for a Louis belt. That's just all he know. He don't know nothing else. I tried to show him, yeah. I tried to show him, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going on you with the pick and roll. Young LaFlame, he in sicko mode.
His first two lines sound like an old prospector. Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we all in the winter's here. And then it goes full
prospector.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah.
Storms are coming. I feel it in my bones.
There's gold in them hills. it also sounds like a semi-racist Disney character from the 30s.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Only semi-racist?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they didn't know at the time, did they? Yeah. Zippity Doodah. Yeah. One of those old Zippity Doodah.
Took a
things.
Long time to come back on Disney Plus, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. What's that called? The American Dream?
Song of the South.
Song of the South. Mm. Fuck. Damn. It was like a white Rare person rabbit. With a heart of gold, I think. part two. Oh, fuck me. We're in parts. I forgot that. That was part one. We're in part two. Here we go.
So it's part two, verse two.
Sorry, part two, verse two. Fuck, it's a symphony, I forgot. Travis Scott and the Notorious B.I.G. somehow. Not explained, but there he is.
You're so there.
Imagine if, like...
Famously dead.
Yeah, you know, like the meme that you always see of, like, imagine finding out John Lennon's not really dead this way, and it's like a surprise guest tonight with Paul McCartney. Yeah, that's like this. Like, Biggie wasn't actually murdered. He's back. He's in sicko mode now.
He's on verse two.
He's on verse two. Yeah, we made him wait. verse two goes, woo! Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike, boys, hopping out coops. This shit way too big. When we pull up, give me the loot. Give me the loot! Was off the Remy, had a papoose. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2 4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in. Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different coloured chains, think my jeweler really selling fruits. And they choking, man. No, the crackers wish it was a noose.
That's a good one.
That's a line. Talking about songs of the South. Fucking hell.
different color change thing. My jeweler was really selling fruits and they choking me band. No, the crackers wish it was a noose. That's a good fucking line.
It's a good line. It's a good line. Let's go with the bad
one. It's the only good line.
Yeah. Sorry. Let's go. Any of
I like
them.
This. Made this here with all the ice on in the booth, like he's fucking had to go through a snowstorm to get to the recording studio.
Yeah.
Whew, made it here. Or he's got
those roads like were slippery.
Those snow machines in the vocal booth.
A snow machine in there. It's just like, yo, turn the ice on. It's a fucking big industrial generator fan just blowing like, into the booth.
Shouting back to Drake's first verse, being like, it's freezing cold. It's like, yo, maybe take all the ice off, man.
Yeah, bro, you didn't need a snow machine in here. It's Southern California.
Drake walks in like, why is it so fucking cold? He looks over Sicko. Fucking Travis Scott's just in like a parka and a gale force wind machine.
That's how he gets it. That's how he does it. He's straight up. He's not fucking around. He starts dropping brands real quick. He's like, fucking paydays. Where can we get them? How do I get them? How many can I get? Straight up. Jump out is must be something. It's in capital letters, so I assume that's something. I don't know.
Let's look at the annotations here, I'll tell you.
Right.
Jump out, boys, is a phrase usually attributed to the cops. It arose due to groups of police jumping out of vans to subdue suspects. Travis uses it to denote him and a group of friends hopping out of luxury vehicles wearing fresh shoes and clothing.
So that he's being jumped by cops because he's got cool shoes?
Travis is signed to Nike Air Jordan brand, his first Jordan, which he designed to commemorate the Houston Oilers, released on June 9th, 2018. The Jumpman logo appears on almost all Air Jordan silhouettes and could also be a reason for the phrase jump out, boys.
Yeah, okay. All right, cool. Yeah, it's brand shit. So basically, what he's had to like leave town for some reason and hide in his old town, and he was locked down for 8 hours total and got out at 4 a.m.
Why
to start
are we doing
dancing?
The math here?
What?
Has he got a curfew? Is that what's happening?
Is it house arrest? I don't understand. Why is there two separate 4 hour ones? Was there a gap between them?
Maybe they give him like a minute to go just like get some fresh air, have a dart. Go back in for your second 4 hour lockdown. Breaks it up a little bit, you know.
Oh yeah. Well, let's do the math here. 2 4-hour lockdowns is 8 hours. Okay. It's now 4 a.m. So imagining no breaks.
Yeah.
6 o'clock.
8.
No, 8. Sorry. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. This is why I don't want to do the math.
Yeah.
I did the math for you about 15 seconds before you read.
I'm here singing a song. What's a papoose?
What is a papoose?
Papoose is generally a child, but I think in this context, it's another New York rapper, also named Papoose, which is why they've capitalized it.
Papoose. It's such a funny word.
Papoose.
It's a hilarious word.
Papoose.
There's a refrain here, and it's sung by a big hawk and a swan, Lee.
Swally.
Big hawk.
A big hawk. There's so many fucking lyrics in this.
Holy shit.
Anytime someone has an animal name, when you put art in front of it, it automatically makes it fucking hilarious.
Especially when their name is Big Hawk.
Yeah.
A big hawk.
A mad dog.
A big hawk. A seal.
A seal.
Yeah. Someone said, to win the retreat, we all in too deep. Playing for keeps. Don't play us for weak, someone said. To win the retreat, we all in too deep. Playing for keeps. Don't play us for weak. They're at some sort of retreat, I believe, that has like some sort of corporate building, like team building exercises they're trying to win.
For sure. Yeah.
It's like summer camp.
Yeah.
They're playing for keeps. I assume they've got marbles. They're playing marbles.
Keepsies.
Lindsay Lohan's there two times. Is that an American and a British girl?
What is?
Lindsay Lohan is at the retreat.
Oh, right.
Entrapping her divorced parents into getting back together.
Does that plan ever work out? I've never really watched it.
Yeah, they get
what,
they
the
get
parent
together.
Trap?
Yeah.
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 Throwback to fucking What song was it? How Bizarre, episode what, 3?
Yeah,
was
the first time I was on the Parent Trap reference in that?
First time I was on the pod. Yeah, that was on the Parent Trap. No, so no reference in that song, but that song was on Parent Trap.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. Thank you, Gavin.
Verse 3.
I was listening to Conan O'Brien yesterday, and they were talking about, like, they went down an avenue, like an alleyway that just went nowhere, and instead of getting out of it, they just did donuts in it. That's what we just did.
That's my life.
Yeah.
All right. Verse 3. Here we go. Travis Scott and Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke.
Yeah. He's back. Bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Okay, so. Yeah, this shit way too formal. Y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacey Dash. Most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produced. I might take all my exes and put them in a group. Hit my...
Essays?
Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function to Bonnaroo. Told her, hop in, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke!
Don't stop, pop that pussy. Had to slop the top off. It's just a roof, huh? She said, where we going? I said, the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean. It's just a pool. Now I got her open. It's just a goose. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
Jesus.
God.
Whoa, the ocean. That's just a pool.
That's a pool. Oh,
fuck. Come on, babe. Let's open you up.
Wah, wah.
The goose. Get out of here.
It's the spruce goose. I said, hop in.
The one you stumbled on, hit my essays, I need the booch. Apparently, essay, yeah, obviously being Mexican American, and booch is slang for cocaine.
Ah.
Oh.
Well,
I thought it was slang for vagina.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it works both ways. I do like the idea of, like, someone hopping in and just being like, oh, yeah, I do need a lift. And, like, cool. We're going to the moon. And you're like, oh, fucking Jesus.
He looks around. He's accidentally climbed into, like, the passenger seat of the Apollo 11 spacecraft.
His face is white with powder. And he's like, we... are leaving orbit.
Ignition in 10.
I went, ah, fuck, this isn't the right car. Why am I sitting facing directly up?
G-force is starting.
Yeah.
You've got to be pretty fucked up to think that a pool's in the ocean.
Can you play the Uncle Luke sample for me, Chips?
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Bitches treat me like
I'm Uncle Luke. Sounds like he says, bitches treat me like I'm a cologne.
I'm a cologne. Bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. A cologne.
Yeah. I thought that as well.
Spranion.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't stop. Pop that pussy.
Yeah, he says that aggressively, it's like too. It's like
pop top.
It's like, yeah, it's really like you wouldn't stop.
Is that
like,
Uncle Jesus. Luke?
I think so.
Is that the only thing he does?
No. I think Uncle Luke's like old as fuck. I think he's
back in
Uncle Luke was from rap group Two Live Crew from 1992.
Yeah, yeah, but he yelled, "Don't stop, pop that pussy."
Oh, is that what that's? Is that a sample from? Okay,
it has to be. Yeah.
No one wants an uncle talking about pussies.
Everyone's got a seedy uncle.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's like David Kosh was the seedy uncle of Australia for years.
That's true.
Nice.
Yeah. We got another refrain.
Still is. Who's Australia's seedy uncle now, if not Kosh?
Surely Don Burke.
He's the seedy.
Nah, not Stefanovic.
He's the older cousin that's a bit zany.
Yeah. Carl would
get on the show? We couldn't get Carl. Carl. Stefan Ervik on this
probably
pitch.
Probably not.
Nah, he's a bit of a high flyer. Australia's he's on the bench. Uncle.
It's not Rolf anymore. It's not Dom. I don't know.
No, there's a power vacuum. There's room for someone to jump in.
Someone needs to jump in. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe Chibs, Corey, you could be Australia's seedy uncle.
Could I be? What about Corey?
You talk about pussy
Corey,
enough.
The party boy, Worthington. Corey. How old's he now?
He'd have to be uncle age, right?
Yeah, sure. And he'd have those stars sunglasses.
Let's get him on the pod. Okay, let's hit him up. All right.
Maybe it's Steve Irwin's kid, Robert.
He's the wholesome uncle.
Pussy.
Yeah, he's got potential.
He's too chill to be the seedy uncle.
Yeah. So we got another refrain. fuck. Yeah. All right. Travis Scott, and there's a big hawk still. He's here. He says, "Someone said, Shorty, FaceTime me out the blue. Someone said, playing for keeps. Someone said, mother. Someone said, don't play us for week." And I think that's that whole like.
Someone said, motherfucker.
They do that a lot.
Yeah.
Because the very next part, which we're not at yet, says fuck.
Oh.
I don't know.
Not sure then.
I don't know. I got nothing to say about this bit. FaceTime, no. That's funny.
No, I got that. All right, part three. It's an intro again. It says, yeah, Astro, yeah. Tay Keith, fuck these ninjas up. Hey!
Little Juice comes into it.
Little Juice? Yeah, Little Juice.
I know it's not an animal, but
I think he might be yelling the Tay Keith thing. I don't know.
Travis Scott, Drake, and a little goose.
Tay Keith isn't anyone. Like, I don't think there is a Tay Keith in the song. I don't know what that is. It's just some guy.
Tay Keith.
Yeah, I don't know. You got a chorus. Oh, it says this is a chorus. Okay, I didn't pick up on any chorus in here, but it says, "She in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bus it to the dance. Yeah. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. How had me out like a light. Hey, yeah. Like a light. Hey, yeah."
That's a big exposition dump, that one.
Right, okay.
A lot of information there.
What's half a Xanax going to do to you, Gavin?
I don't think it's going to get you fucked up for 13 hours.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, fuck. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
What's an FBO?
I don't know.
Fixed base operator, an airport building offering services to clients on private flights.
Ah, right.
One of the FBO perks is the ability to carry as many bags as possible when entering the plane, unlike most commercial airlines who only allow one complimentary carry-on bag.
Sorry.
That is good.
Chibs, 13 hours refers to the time it takes Drake to fly from his hometown in Toronto to Dubai.
Pops a Zanny.
He did half a Zan. That certainly didn't get him fucked up for 13 hours, but that's literally when he lands. He's not high for that time. He's just in the air for that time.
Okay.
The plane is touching ground. Okay. Yeah.
That's cool. Verse 4. Drake
is so big,
again.
Jesus Christ.
Right. Nearly there.
Perfect. Like a light, slept through the flight, knocked for the night, 767, man, that shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right. Yeah, right. Cut the lights. What? Paid the price, yeah? Ninjas think it's sweet. Nah, never. It's on site. Yeah, what? Nothing nice, yeah? Baguettes in my ice. Oh, man. Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like, yeah. That's what we like, yeah. Lost my respect. You're not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty. Like I'm Shaq, bitch. See the shots that I took, wet like I'm Book, wet like I'm Lizzle. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy. Yeah, what? Like, where is he? Yeah, what? No one's seen him. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to clean him. Yeah.
Dubby Energy has declared war on Big Energy, who probably support ISIS. If you want an energy drink with no maltodextrin, no artificial colours, and no kickbacks that fund insurrections in the Middle East, then look no further. So head on over to dubby.gg and use the promo code 1001songs, that's the number 1001, for 10% off price of purchase. And remember, kids, if it's not Dubby, it's ISIS.
What the fuck?
So God much damn. Information in there.
A lot of lines. A lot of lines.
Oh, no. I don't know. It's got a big plane.
His airplane's got a double bedroom. That's nice. I like that great. For him.
Yeah, baguettes in his ice.
Yeah, a baguette ended up in the ice. That's poor service.
That would be disappointing, actually, if you're really looking forward to a crispy baguette and it got into some ice.
Or a nice drink.
It'd be so soggy. Imagine you go to get a delicious banh mi on one of those nice crispy
baguette
French rolls.
Is the most disgusting fucking thing I could possibly think
soggy
of.
Soggy baguette sounds like a euphemism for a flaccid dick, doesn't it?
Soggy baguette.
I tried to bang her, but I'd had a few too many whiskeys and I had the old soggy baguette.
Old soggy baguette.
Oh, I had a fucking sog bag, eh?
Soggy baguette, baby.
I don't know anything else that happened in that entire thing. There was 700 words in there, and I don't know what anything
What's
happened.
Sheck? What, like, where do you like I'm Sheck?
Yeah, I know that his shit is wet.
Sheck Wes is a rapper.
Okay, I think there's a drop in other rappers.
I was just hoping
to say Shrek. I thought it was like Shrek.
I wish it was Shrek.
It seems that there's lots of references to other rappers and NBR stayers, fucking NBA players in here.
It's just lazy. Lazy. Is Book meant to be Devin Booker?
Is it? Yes, that's exactly who it is, Devin Booker.
Ah, it's Devin.
And okay. Fucking Wet Like I'm Lizzie.
Lizzie McGuire.
Liz Cambridge
Hillary
from
Duff.
The Dallas Wings WNBA team.
Ah, oh, gay. All right. You got the chorus again, which I didn't know was a fucking chorus, but we got one more verse, so let's just fucking get there, shall we?
Yeah, push
through. Travis Scott bringing it home, solo, Jesus. Verse 5. He says, sorry, part 3, verse 5. Yeah, pass the dogs a celly. Sending texts ain't sending kites, yeah. He said, keep that on lock. I said, you know this shit. It's stife, yeah? It's absolute, yeah? Yeah? I'm back. Reboot. It's lit. La Ferrari to Jumba Juice, yeah? Skirt, skirt. We back on the road. They jumping off, no parachute, yeah? Shorty's in the back. She said she working on her glutes, yeah? Oh, my God. Ain't by the book, yeah? This how it look, yeah? About a check, yeah, check. Just check the foots, yeah. Pass this to my daughter. I'ma show her what it took, yeah. Baby mama cover forms. Got those other bitches shook, yeah.
Hey,
it's on the second.
A lot of information.
Yeah, it's not a lot. You reckon Jumba Juice had to get in twice on that payment, or there was one payment?
No, I reckon he's getting per couple
verse?
Of bucks per yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Have you mentioned this song takes place on phones as well?
Does it?
It's in the text and FaceTime and...
That's true. That's just this generation, Bevo. They love that shit. I do like that he's like got to the end of this song and went, this is for my daughter, you know? This is to just to pass on to her to be like,
it's
you
my
know,
legacy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to just show her what it took. You know what it took? Referencing rappers and NBA players. Like
Jamba Juice.
Yeah, yeah, and juice shops.
Juice shops. I'm a Jamba man.
Yeah. All right. Well, fuck. The lyrics are none. That's good news, isn't it?
We got through that. Yeah,
that's fucking great news. Great news.
We'll put this shit together.
Okay. So, question, yeah, it was released on the 21st of August, 2018. How many songwriters do you think are credited on this, Gavin?
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm going a flat half dozen.
Okay, Bevo, what do you reckon?
I'm going to guess 12.
Okay, Dog?
Increments of six, Dog.
How many songwriters?
Go 18. 16. Go 18.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. Wrong. 27. Fuck.
Holy shit.
Jeez.
It's written by Jacques Webster II, a.k.a. God. Travis Scott, Aubrey Graham, a.k.a. Drake, Khalif Brown, a.k.a. Swali, John Hawkins, Big Hawk, Chauncey Hollis, Hitboy, Odin, Yildirim, Oz, Cedal Young, Sahi the Prince, Tim Gomringer and Kevin Gomringer, Misrad Drivich, Rogit Shayad, Bitavius Chambers,
fuck off.
Michael Dean, Luther Campbell, Harry Wayne Casey, Richard
John
Finch.
John Wayne Casey.
Yeah, it is very John Wayne Casey.
John Wayne.
Yeah. Richard Finch, Christopher Wallace, Austin Harvey, Brian Higgins, Trevor Smith, James Jackson, Malik Taylor, Keith Ellum, Christopher Martin, Kamal Farid, Ali Shaheed, Muhammad Tyrone Taylor, Fred Scruggs, Kirk Jones, and Shiloh Parker. All with songwriting credits.
Fuck, did they write three words each?
Well, it's,
what the fuck did they write?
In their defense, there are like three distinct sections of this song, so maybe they all took turns. I don't know.
Yeah. I think there's also probably, there's just heaps of samples and shit in there from other rappers and all that sort of stuff.
Fuck, randomly, that's a lot,
I guess. I don't know. Travis Scott, other rap names. I know we like this when we do rappers, like other rap names for Travis Scott. We have La Flame. That's that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess because he's French.
The Fire.
Well, his name is Jacques.
La
Flame.
Yeah. This one's good. Trav.
yeah, everyone knows Trav.
Can get down with
and
that.
My personal favorite, Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's no Lil Durk, but it's still pretty good. In November 2021, a mass casualty crowd crush occurred during Scott's hometown performance at his annual Astroworld Festival, causing 10 deaths and hundreds of injuries. He was asked to stop the show multiple times by security, but refused. Yeah.
Naughty.
He claims to have grown up in the hood of Houston. He said this in multiple interviews, that he saw some shit. That's a quote. He has seen some shit. Turns out he lived in Houston from the ages of 1 to 6, where he then moved. He then moved to a nice middle class neighborhood in Missouri City.
Saw some shit on TV.
I saw some shit when I was 3
in my nappy.
Yeah.
Just on his obviously I'm going to get right amongst AR festival crowd crush.
Yeah.
I love the Wikipedia because it says at least 10 people died. Like can't check how many people fucking died.
You haven't found them all yet.
It's at least 10. There's a few of them that were ground into dust.
Yeah.
So
we gave up on counting after 10.
Yeah. So apparently while like they were being crushed, he did at some point tell a security guard to jump in quick to help them, only to continue with the rest of the show for the following hour.
Encouraging
people to get wild and crazy, despite an ambulance passing through the crowd that was pulling out lifeless bodies.
Yeah.
The victims ranged in age from 9 years old to 27 years old.
Yeah. Fuck.
A 9-year-old kid died in the first hour.
She's a child murderer. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. wow. During an interview, he revealed how he chose his moniker, stating it's a combination of his favorite uncle named Travis and the first name of one of his biggest inspirations, Kid Cudi, whose real name is Scott Muscudi.
What, Muscudi is Kid Cudi? That's fucking
Kid Cudi's
funny.
First name, yeah, real name is Scott Muscudi.
Muscudi.
So his uncle Travis and Kid Cudi's real first name Scott. Yeah, Travis Scott. There you go. He's knocked up Kylie Jenner twice. She's a Kardashian, apparently.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Or a Jenner. I don't know.
I've heard that about her.
Okay. Knocked her up twice. At Lollapalooza in 2015, Scott was charged and arrested for disorderly conduct after inciting concertgoers to ignore security and rush the stage. The same year, at the Open Air Festival in Switzerland, he encouraged fans to attack a man who took his shoe off while crowd surfing by stopping the concert and repeatedly telling the crowd, "Fuck him up," while also spitting on him. In 2017, he was arrested for a similar conduct to his Lollapalooza behavior at a performance in Arkansas. That same year, a fan sued Scott and the organizers of the 2017 concert at Terminal 5 in Manhattan after falling from a balcony and being dragged on stage, the fall on the crowd surge. In 2019, three people were trampled and injured as a crowd rushed to enter the compound at Astroworld. They fucking got trampled before the show started.
Before the show, shit.
Yeah. On the 1st of March 2023, Scott was performing at Nebula, a nightclub in New York City, alongside Don Toliver, when a sound technician identified only as Mark asked Scott to lower the music as it was too loud for the venue's size. Scott reportedly responded by giving Mark the middle finger and punching him in the head, resulting in Mark needing medical attention and police being called to the scene around 3:25 a.m. Scott was reportedly being drinking alcohol and damaged $12,000 worth of the club's sound equipment before he left the premises.
Jesus Christ. Just trashed 12 grand worth of sound gear. He sounds like a gentleman.
He's a real piece of shit, this guy. He's a real piece of shit. It's produced by Chahade, Hitboy, Oz, Q-Beats, Take Heath, and Mike Dean. Features, all the people and the vocals. But in May 2006, 8 years after his younger brother, Fat Pat, was murdered, Big Hawk was shot dead in Houston.
Big Hawk is dead?
Yeah. He arrived early at a house to play dominoes with a friend and was alone at the time when an unknown assailant shot him multiple times. He was only 36 and his murder remains unsolved.
Unknown.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't unknown see assailant. The air quotes.
Just like, come play dominoes. Oh, where is everyone? Fucking run. Big Hawk. Big Hawk down.
That was in 2006.
Big Hawk down.
Yeah.
2006 he was murdered.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So the song contains a sample from Gimme the Loot, written by Biggie and Easy Mo B. It's performed by Biggie. And an interpolation from I Wanna Rock, written by Uncle Luke. There you go. Is there a video?
There is a video.
Tell me about the video.
Hit it.
I'm a fucking sicko. Video facts from A to Z and they're coming at you straight from Ryan B. It's a terrible song
and I know you agree. It's music video summary. With Bevo.
So I'd actually written a summary and then one of the YouTube comments said it better than I could. So I'm going to read mine and I'll read that. Travis and crew cram every possible built-in effect on Final Cut Pro into the video, including, but not limited to, motion blur, depth of field, color changing, and a tiny booty lady dancing inside Drake's eyelid.
That was always my favorite editing feature on Final Cut. It was the tiny booty dancing lady.
A tiny booty lady.
Yeah.
One of the comments here is, quick, got to use all the effects before the trial runs out.
Yeah. It is like that. I got a couple of comments. It's like, editors, so what do you want the video to look like? Travis, have you ever rubbed your eyes too hard?
See that? See this one? It's like, editor, say no more. Travis, I didn't say anything.
Producer, so what transition do you want? Travis, ever ate a glow stick? Producer, what effects do you want? Travis, have you seen the Windows XP virus?
Hey Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests. You're going to have a lot of outrageous improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
Travis, I want to ride a Mustang. Director, all right, what year and model? Travis, horse.
Can I be riding in a Ferrari? Nah, but I got a horse with a Ferrari logo, though. Yeah.
I like someone's surrealist take on the formula. Yes. What effects do you want? Editor, Travis.
Yeah, nice. Well done. Do you have a set list? Is there a Travis Scott set list?
Yeah. Okay.
Is it from one of the murder-related shows?
Could be. Actually, there's a song called Fiend, F-E exclamation mark N.
Okay.
And he plays it four times.
Interesting. Wow. Four times? In this set?
In this set, yeah. So I don't know if they're recording something. And I don't know. Anyway, February 10th, 2024 at Hakkasan, Las Vegas. 14 songs.
Oh, sure.
Four of which being the song Fane.
Okay.
And Sicko Mode was actually restarted, so that second chance at Sicko Mode. So where would you play?
Start again.
Where would you play?
Oh, fuck, I don't know any Travis Scott songs at all. Second last?
Yeah.
I don't know where this sits in relation to his catalogue or how big this was.
I was going to go second last also.
Yeah.
How many songs, sorry, Bevo?
14.
Fuck it, last.
10th. So
10th. Fucking hell.
I'll just read you the set list because it's interesting. Yeah. 1, Butterfly Effect. 2, I Know? Question mark. 3, Lose. 4, Topia Twins. And then in brackets, Barely Sang.
Oh, God.
And then 5 is Meltdown. Then 6, No Bystander. 7, Fane. 8, Fane. 9, Fane. 10, Sicko Mode, restarted. 11, Fane. 12, Antidote. 13, Goosebumps. And then 14, Trance.
Sounds like an awesome show.
What the fuck? just for curiosity's sake, I'm going to check one set list back from it just to see.
What?
A proper, like an actual set. I don't know if that was a weird one or something, but it's just loading.
You're going to see if he plays it multiple times on other sets?
Well, just to see if that was a weird. Yeah, it's going so slow. Never mind. Talk about something else.
Fair enough. Okay, legacy here. Sicko Mode was Scott's first number one single in the US on the Billboard Hot 100. Drake is not credited on the Billboard charts for some reason in this, as well as the first hip-hop song in history to spend at least 30 weeks in the chart's top 10. Wow. Yeah, it was universally acclaimed by critics and received nominations for Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song at the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. Scott became the first artist on the Billboard Hot 100 to have 3 songs debut at number one in less than a year. And when this did come out, Triple J called this song the Bohemian Rhapsody of our generation.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a big call.
Parallels. Hey, just quickly, I did finally load this thing.
Yeah.
This is interesting. January 31st, 2024, Utopia Tour presents Circus Maximus, Kia Center, Orlando, Florida. We got 42 songs this time, and I'll tell you why. Because we get to song 29, and it's the song Fane, and it says cut off due to fan jumping on stage. Then we got Fane. Played again, cut off again due to fans staying on stage where pyrotechnics are used. And then we've got 31 as Fane, played again. Then we've got 32 as Fane, played again. 33 as Fane, played again. 34, Fane, played again. 35, Fane, played again. 36, Fane, played again. 37, Fane, played again. 38, Fane, played one last time. And then Sicko Mode.
Jesus Christ. Why?
I don't understand.
I'm going to have to listen to Fane. It must be really fucking
good.
I was
going to say, this song better be a fucking banger.
Must be amazing. Must be fucking amazing. Must be like the next episode by Dre or something. Just fucking just keep going.
It was really short.
What
like
do you think Travis Scott's net worth in 2024 is? What do you reckon it is, dog?
Oh, fuck. I don't know him from fucking bar of soap.
From Adam.
10
minutes. It's black bar. yeah, okay. Gavin?
40 mil.
All right. Bevo?
10 mil.
10 million. No, it's 80. He's worth 80 million.
80 million.
Worth 80 million. Fuck. Yeah, let's write this shit.
Motherfuckers, this is it. Now it's time to write this shit.
Imagine if the song Fane was just a song.
I think we could.
And that's how it went. So he could play it like 10 times in a row.
It's like 9 seconds worth of audio.
Do we? What are we running out of? Like freezing cold winters?
Soggy baguettes, sure.
Soggy baguettes, yeah.
Soggy baguettes.
100%, 100%. Yeah. Okay, 10 is the baguette so soggy, it'll never regain its you know, foundations.
Rigidity.
Yeah, exactly. And you've just got a soggy baguette forever. one is, you know, it was you woke up and it wasn't soggy. It got a bit soggier and then it wasn't anymore. what do you give this out of 10, Bevo?
Oh God, what does Bevo give it out of 10?
He's thinking about it.
Is he?
Ah.
He's still thinking.
Is he contemplating?
He doesn't know that you said his name.
Oh, really? Bevo?
Yeah, no, he's out.
Gone. No, he's gone. Fucking gone.
He's gone.
All right, Bevo died, but before he was dying, he fell to the ground and went, six, I give it a six. So he's giving it a six. Soggy baguette. Mad Dog, what do you give it?
Well, as I said earlier in the episode, this is the definition of a song where something happens, and it happens regularly and often. I fucking like it. It's a 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Right. Shit's definitely happening. Gav, what do you reckon?
Oh, shit's happening all right. Yeah, yeah, look, I think Travis Scott's a real massive piece of shit, but I'm a firm believer in separating the art from the artist. And I do think this song goes pretty hard. Goes pretty hard. I'm going 4.
Ring-a-ding-ding, ding, Crazy Frog. I fucking hated this song when it came out. I think it's because Triple J called it the Bohemian Rhapsody of our generation.
Oh,
and I automatically went,
that will 100%
you,
do it.
Jay, your shit, this song shit, everything. But then when I put it on the list of this, I was like, this is fucking hard. This is going real fucking hard.
It goes hard as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd give it a 2 as well.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'll give it a 2. Yeah. I'm on board. And I say keep killing them, Travis. Keep killing them.
If that's what you got to do to get it done, then get it done.
Yeah. That's right.
Can't wait for the next 10.
No judgment from me. None. all right. Thank you, fellas. Bevo, he died a horrible, horrible death. But, yeah, goodbye to him forever.
Yep.
Oh shit, he's back!
Look at that soggy baguette.
All right, sweet. Yeah, cool. So you gave it a 6.
Did you want to justify that 6?
No, he does not.
Kind of fun.
Prog rap. All right. Thank you, fellas. Everybody else, go and get fucked. That sounds like sicko mode. It's like a transition. That's part 4.
Hi everyone, it's Dan here from 1001 Songs That Make You Want to Die. I'm here today to let you know that our podcast is now available on Patreon. That's right, for as little as $2 a month, you can now support this podcast rather than listen to it for free, effectively stealing the food out of the mouths of our starving children. There's one of them now. So why not join us on Patreon? You get bonus stuff each month, and you can even be a guest on the podcast if you want. Now, doesn't that sound better than making our poor children starve? Oh, kids are great, aren't they? Anyway, on with today's episode.